Ray and I set off to Darrowen Church on the 1st of the 1st, 2009, to see if I could find the grave of my great-great-grandparents, Hugh and Emma Richards. I had found their names in one of the booklets which I just purchased from the Montgomeryshire Genealogical Society. After a lot of searching, it was Ray who finally found the grave, because he'd crawled inside a large tree and saw Hugh's name on one of the stones. Emma was on the other side, by his side, and I was puzzled as to why they weren't together. Later on, after more research, I discovered that Emma had died before him in 1889, and Hugh went to live with his daughter and husband in London. When Hugh died in 1906, they must have sent his coffin by train to Kemmes Road, then on to Darrowen, and buried him by his wife's side. I was very upset when I first saw the tree covering the gravestones, and I wrote to the vicar to ask if Ray and I could cut it down. He then wrote to the parish council, and eventually we were given permission. Ray and I had made friends with a farming family who lived at Pen y Banc, Darrowen, Mrs. Jehu and her sons David and Alan. We went to tea at their farm once and had a lovely welcome. Alan, the youngest son, said he would help us clear the graves as he had a chainsaw. So in April 2009, on a very wet day, the three of us set about to cut the tree down. We managed to clear it all away that same day and were soaked to the skin. Alan also took us inside the church after, and I made a film of it all, called Finding Hugh and Emma, and Ray took some photographs. I was really grateful to Alan. Ray and I went back another day to clean the stones and plant snowdrops and primroses. I felt so pleased that we were able to do this, as they were forgotten, and now they are in my family history files for future generations. My dad hadn't been feeling very well for a long time, and he had an appointment to see a heart specialist at Shrewsbury Hospital on the 7th of May 2009. Anne, Barry and I went with him, and Dad had a scan which revealed an 8-centimetre aneurysm in his aorta. This meant that he needed surgery as soon as possible before it burst. Dad had his operation on the 26th of May 2009, and he'd been in theatre since 25 minutes past 2 in the afternoon until 7:30 in the evening. My sister Anne was with him at the hospital, and the surgeon said that everything had gone according to plan, but he urged Anne and her sisters, also her brother, to have a scan, as we were likely to have an aneurysm too. I went for mine with my sister Alison, and we were okay, but they told me that I had gallstones, and I then realised that the pain I had been suffering from for a long time was them. I travelled on the train to see him every day with either Ray, Sharon or one of my sisters. His scar was quite large and Dad was rather anxious, but I knew how he felt because I'd had surgery too. He came to meet me one day in a corridor and said they were sending him home. I had to pretend it was okay, but deep down I was horrified. When Dad came home, I slept in his house for a week to look after him. But then I actually asked my sisters to help, and they came and slept in turns to look after him too. This operation took a lot out of Dad, and he was never the same again. It took a lot out of me as well. The stress of it all was horrendous. At last, my big day had finally arrived in July 2009. I retired from the co-op after 15 years of working there. I had hoped to have done it 10 years ago, because I'd been relying on painkillers every day for my left hip, as it was extremely painful. It has been a problem since I was in my 20s, and I'm surprised I haven't had a new hip yet. Anyway, the side effects of the tablets were no good, so Ray and I decided that it was time for me to finish work. Ray was already on a 3-day week and planning to retire from the post office at 60 because he couldn't cope with the stress and also had an ear problem. On my last day at the co-op, my supervisor Andrew gave me some flowers, chocolates and cards from him and some of the staff. I hadn't told many that I was leaving because I didn't want any fuss. The following weekend, Anne, Barry, Sharon and Ige came to see Dad. Ray and I went up to see them. Kelly, my niece, had bought a bottle of champagne for us, and the others gave me presents, a clock and a thermometer for the garden. It was so kind of them. I felt so happy to be free from work after 44 years. I missed my wages, but it was definitely the right decision to leave. Jam making has always been an important tradition in our family, especially the older generation. I can remember going blackberry picking with Nine Rowlands, Nine Corries and my mam when I was a little girl. There was nothing like the taste of jam on a piece of bread with proper homemade farm butter. I've carried on the tradition making jams, etc., retracing my mam's footsteps by picking the blackberries in the same places. My grandsons would come on their bikes with me, and I've shown my granddaughter Kelsey how to make jelly. So maybe she'll be the next generation to make some. I hope so. One year I decided to make hedgerow jelly from crab apples, elderberries and blackberries, but I hurt my neck picking the apples from the tree and decided never to make it again. It tasted like plum jam. 2013 was a bad year for blackberries, hardly any sun, and I had trouble getting the jelly to set, even though I'd used jam sugar with pectin. I tell myself each year that I won't make any more, but we'll see, because I don't want my family traditions to disappear. My mam Moira gave me her runner bean chutney recipe, and I've made it almost every year since my first batch on the 9th of September 1990. I always grew runner beans in my garden, mainly for the chutney, but when Ray decided to grow them, it was chutney making on a much larger scale. I made some for my sister Anne on her 60th birthday, also sent her seeds and Mam's recipe. I think she is planning to grow them with her granddaughter Mia. And who knows, maybe some chutney will be made for Tide Barry one day. One year I left the runner bean roots in the ground and they actually grew and provided beans for me the next summer. Scarlet Emperor is our favourite bean and it really is delicious on a cheese sandwich. I look forward to growing them every year, but I'll do it quietly from now on because at my age I can't cope with the quantity that Ray grows. In October 2009, Chris Dendy, the piano teacher who lives in our village, asked me if I had any pictures that he could show on a screen for his piano concert of his pupils at the Tabernacle, Machynlleth. He came to the house and I showed him all the ones I had on the computer and elsewhere. Chris wanted them to compliment the poetry, which was to be read out before each piece every pupil played. I felt honoured and only too glad to help. He chose the ones that were suitable and I transferred them onto a CD for his pupil Tristan, who was in charge of displaying them from a laptop onto the screen on stage. I also supplied Chris with more photos for his Christmas concert on the 18th of December 2009. He has bought his own camera now so we can collect the library of his own. I thought it was a very classy concert, one of the best I had been to. So much work and effort had gone into it. The pupils were a credit to Chris, and it was a bonus to hear him playing some pieces too. The applause from the audience was so loud, and when I spoke to some of them after, they said it was like a meditation. I was lucky enough to have permission to film the event. Ray took photos, and each pupil was given a DVD of the film from me, plus a CD of photos from Ray. They gave us a thank you card in return, and I was really proud to have been part of it all. On the 13th of August 2010, I was 60 years old. I didn't want any party, as it's just not me. I went up to see Dad, Sharon and my grandchildren, and spent most of the day in the garden, which is where I am happiest. Sharon had risen early to put up the sheets and the balloons in the village, with my name and Connor's on them, as he had his birthday on the same day too. I didn't have many presents, mostly money, which was handy for me to buy things for the garden and my hobbies. I didn't like being 60 and growing old, as I have so many more things to achieve. Life definitely is too short.